Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. Leadership doesn't require a title. And if you're an assistant or a hygienist or whatever it is, you don't need a title of owner or leader right. or manager to be a leader. We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Tarun Agrawal. And this week, once again, I am joined by our amazing co-host who is so concerned about the microphone from her headset hitting her lip gloss that you might not be able to hear her so well.
But that is not true, but I'm not going to give the full story.
That is true. That's exactly what you said to me.
Because you said move it closer.
Yeah, so you said I don't want it to hit my lip gloss.
All right.
Meredith, what are we talking about?
Let's get into today's episode.
Number one, I've missed everybody. I know it's been a few weeks.
You had to recover.
It's just been a busy stretch. I've been on the road a lot, and we've been classing, and I got my son's high school graduation coming up and all kinds of stuff going on. So I apologize that we've missed a few weeks, but hey, we're back and we're going to be better than ever.
Yeah. And so before we start into, the busy summer that we'll have, let's recap what probably kept us the busiest in this last couple months.
What kept you the busiest?
Our 2024. Oh yeah. Did you just show up?
I just showed up.
2024 3D Growth Summit.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Awesome. 400 of our closest friends.
375.
Most of you guys.
You guys always want to,
Well, we probably had 25.
Well, you know the number.
And people and all of us. I mean, so yeah, we had 25 that paid to hang out with us. Yeah. Even more. So
that's good.
Yeah, let's talk about, let's recap our 3D Growth Summit.
For those of you that don't know, the 3D Growth Summit is our annual meeting. The second annual, and it is awesome. Really what this born out of is I co-founded the Dental Town Gathering Townie Meeting in 2003 with Samir, and we ran that meeting for 10 years, and it was amazing. It really launched me into this speaking and training and connecting with dental manufacturers and companies. And then, once we divested from that, I kind of miss doing something every year.
And the community.
And we had an amazing community on Dentaltown. Yeah. And I've always been a big fan of getting community together. It's like a family gathering. But like most family gatherings, I only want to do it once a year.
Family reunion. So we're going to call this the 3D reunion.
No. We don't want to call it that. So anyway, and just like with Townie Meeting, for me, it was about, what is missing in the meeting world? There's no shortage of meetings to go to. There's so many meetings out there. And I almost want to say there's more now than pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
And there's just so many choices. But I think what really makes our educational event stand out, and quite honestly, what makes 3D Dentist stand out is
our commitment to what's actually going on in the dental practices. And right now, the biggest struggle we all have is dental team. And so for us, the 3D Growth Summit is our annual way of helping you reward your team members, you know, getting to a fun location like Nashville.
On Broadway.
But also, you know, for me, it's also very much about the seriousness of the education or the importance of the education. And so we really, our goal is to invigorate the doctors, really invigorate the team members and help them see how important they are and what role they can play in really developing an amazing business and practice that they all win in. So that's kind of the overall arching theme for me with the summit.
Yeah. So what was your favorite part of the 2 days that we had in Nashville at the beginning of May?
You know, for me, it was seeing everybody. You know, yeah. My favorite part is once again seeing people, you know, a very good percentage of our meeting, probably 50 to 60% of the attendees are active participants in 3D Dentists and our mastermind. And so reconnecting with everybody, getting to connect with their team members and talking to team members that I've met, talking to new team members in their offices I haven't met, you know, really getting what's really going on, what the challenges are. For me, it's that community part of it that's my favorite part of it. If I was allowed to give a second favorite part of it,
yeah, of course.
This year would be actually being able to participate fully in the Thursday night party.
Happy hour. Yeah, it was nice of you to join us.
I joined last year.
Yeah.
But so to me, that was really nice to be able to participate in that and do a good job.
Yeah, and get to hang out the whole time.
Yeah. And in fact,
did you have some dinner?
I actually didn't eat any food. Oh, okay. I paid for it.
The food was really
good.
They
paid for it.
Yeah.
I wrote the check.
Yeah.
But so what for you, Meredith, what was your favorite part?
Well, I should have asked myself first because you took mine. But I would say my favorite part is that we have team members there who are being interviewed on kind of how they started to where they got to where they are. And a lot of it is through coaching that you and Sully have helped these doctors help coach their team members up to new roles and new things that they're doing in the office. But what I loved about this is sometimes you don't necessarily need a new title or need a huge change to be doing something that you love more or doing something that's more of a leadership role without a big change. But it does change the way you feel and the way you perform in the practice because you're doing something that you kind of feel like you're owning and loving. So to see, we had 7 girls get up there and talk about their experience of where they started to where they are now.
Let's give the listeners a little kind of a review.
Okay.
Of that.
Yeah.
So walk us through the 7 people.
So we had Masha, who's your assistant, who started as a assistant to a general dentist associate in the practice, who has now helped you implement all kinds of different technology, from going from, you know, doing fillings and crowns to printing and milling full arches, staining and glazing, you know, kind of running those cases
Zirconia,
in the practice.
Yeah, lots of stuff.
Is a very different role, but still an assistant, right?
Yep.
We had...
And what I would take away, which she kindly pointed out, but is that the benefit for her is that it's a lifelong skill that will make her highly desirable wherever she may go, because, you know, the likelihood is she's going to move at some point in time.
Yeah.
And so that's
Oh, great. Is that what she did? She asked if anybody was hiring?
No, she didn't do that. She just said, I'm going to be moving.
Yeah.
Because she wants to live in
a more
crunchy land,
yes.
Is what I call it.
I was going to say crunchy. It's a little nicer.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Whatever.
In a more of a mountain town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
And I want her to get there.
Yeah. So be happy.
That's important for her.
Right. We had all different types of roles. So we had Kendra from Dr. Ben Height's office. Yeah. She's an office manager. She was front office.
I hate that title, but I know.
Yeah. Okay. So she has, I mean, Ben. I love, well, I actually reached out to all of these doctors kind of last minute. I wasn't planning on doing this, but I was trying to give a little bit more insight of each team member to our host. And so he would be interviewing them. That way, if they needed it, he had more information on each of them. And I loved what their doctors said when I reached out to them. I mean, they were just so heartfelt and so proud of their team
and
members,
appreciative.
Right? Yeah. And so I think Ben said things like, Kendra has become, like she said, he said he heard her do some role playing and he felt like he was at a boot camp. And one of the team members said, I feel like you're giving me a T-bone right now.
Well, wow.
Because the way she asked the question and the way she said to the team member just out of the blue, let's just role play this really quick, and started with it just like you would have. He said, I know she's learned that from coming to boot camps, from coming to office manager days, from being around and hearing it and just kind of absorbing it, right? So he was really proud of her. And I feel like I've seen her grow, which is really cool because they came to our sleep course before he ever started the mastermind, and she was going to be the sleep champion then. Yeah. So I feel like I got to meet her then, and she's like a totally different person now.
And so, again, same thing. She's grown in the practice.
Yeah.
Practice has grown. As she's grown, as the practice has grown, she's grown. As she's grown, the practice has grown.
Yep.
And she's adapted.
She's done many different roles,
yeah,
kind of whatever's needed in the practice.
Very much like you with me, right? And that what that does for the dentist is it gives them confidence to try things.
Right.
Like, you know, I feel confident to try things when I know, you know what, Meredith will try it with me. And if it doesn't work, you know, we'll
she'll
go
tell
back.
Me.
Yeah, we'll go back to what we were doing, right?
Yeah.
And I can trust that she's going to be with me to go through the pain of trying things. And I think it's so important to have someone like that in your practice. And someone that you can depend on and rely on and count on. And I think Kendra is that for Ben's off Duncan Ben Heights office.
Yeah. So we had Casey from Dr. Will's office. She has, similar to Masha, but very different roles in the practice. They have double the team members. So she is kind of running a little pod of assistants, like we like to call it when they get bigger. But a lot of different technology that she's doing, but running the dental technology within their practice. She was training the last time we were doing some training with them. She was training all of the team members on taking photos, not just okay photos. Everybody can take photos, but she was training them to take
better photos. Intentional
photos. So that they're ones that they can use and they're not having to retake them when they're doing larger cases. You know, so if they couldn't use them, they were like, let's just make them better the first time. Then we had Laura from
Dr. Amber Johnson's office.
And her role really has drastically changed because she started as
Amber started with us in 2019, I want to say.
Yeah, and she was Amber's assistant at the time.
Yeah.
Amber was hesitant and worried to give her up. It gives me Liz vibes, right?
Yeah.
Because you felt the same way about giving up Liz. And she gave up Laura to be a treatment coordinator. And then she eventually moved into that office manager role. And Dr. Amber has said that she has taken so many things off of her plate that she couldn't imagine changing softwares and integrating new systems and new technology and new third-party communications and things, changing the phone system without having Laura there because it would have all fallen on her. And as the dentist, a lot of this does fall on the dentist if you don't have somebody to kind of have your back.
Yeah, you know, I just had an idea, thought, or a revelation, not a revelation, a realization come to my mind as we're talking about this. You know, we just talked about two office managers, Kendra and Laura, right?
Yeah.
And both are very valuable to their office and, more importantly, very valuable to the dentist. And what is common in the two is neither one of them were hired to be the office, you know, I hate the word,
quote
manager.
Unquote. Yes.
Yeah, the office manager. Uh-huh. They developed into that role.
Yeah.
And they had no skills in that.
Right.
You know, and they showed something. They put themselves out there. They took the time. But what I think is the most important part of that is they had the culture of the office built into them. Mm-hmm. You know, because
That's probably what's most important. That's what's hardest to find, too.
Yeah, because, you know, it's not this, oh, I've gone and learned this from some third-party organization and, you know, I'm going to come and do this. And, you know, dentists are so busy treating teeth that they just kind of let people do whatever they want, right?
Yeah.
And in these two particular cases, they're both assistants. Mm-hmm. And that means they were knee-to-knee, eye-to-eye, side-by-side with the dentist for many years, maybe a year or some period of time. And then that's where that trust and that, you know, that ability to rely on somebody came from. And then the dentist saw something, But something also was consistent there in both of these. The dentist was afraid to let them
go,
let them leave their side. Yes, not but, let them go somewhere right, else, right. but let them leave their right. side, right?
Yes. And, but they saw their potential.
Well, they cared for them enough
right.
to want more for them, right?
Yeah.
And probably part of it, and again, I don't know this, but it's my guess, is probably part of this was, even though they kept them side beside them as an assistant, in between seeing patients, they were still leading. And part of my talk, I think what stood out to most people from my talk was that, and especially from multiple team members, I heard this, was leadership doesn't require a title. Mm-hmm. And if you're an assistant or a hygienist or whatever it is, or even an associate dentist, you don't need a title of owner or leader
right.
or manager to be a leader.
Yeah.
And that's what kind of stuck out to me about those two office managers you were talking about. So we've gone through four there. So
yeah, we have two more.
Yeah. Okay.
So then we had
Chloe.
Yeah,
from Adam's office. Adam and Allie's office.
Yes.
So I say Adam's office. It's Adam and Allie's office.
So she was Adam's assistant.
Yeah, I remember meeting Chloe the first
time. Yeah, surgical assistant. And
actually, I don't even think Chloe was that. I think Chloe was just kind of the girl that did a little bit of everything.
Right. Well, she was, yes. And then she became the second assistant for his surgical cases. But yes, she was doing a lot of the aligners. She was doing limited. She was kind of the extra assistant. And then when Adam had big cases, she was the second assistant there.
I remember, I'm going to take a lot of credit for
I was going to say, I think you had something you said. I kind of see more in her.
We did in-office training there,
And you were like, let's move some seats on the bus and let's just try some things. Yeah. So now
that Chloe, was a little less than 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said, let's try Chloe in this role. So now Chloe.
What I saw in Chloe when I met her, she had an amazing personality.
Yes.
And she was willing to try anything.
Yeah.
She was outgoing, had a good personality, didn't mind talking to people, didn't mind hearing. I sensed that she didn't mind hearing no. I play with when I'm speaking.
Yeah.
I play with the crowd a little bit, right?
Yeah.
I can see who I can needle. Sometimes I'm wrong, but most of the time I'm right, luckily. And, I felt that she was very coachable.
Yes. So what I loved about what Adam said about her is he said, we give her a role. We've given her many different roles with little to no direction because we know she'll make it better than we could have ever imagined. So they're like, if we tell her what to do, we're almost going to cut her short because she can make it so much better. And I just loved that because she has taken this role and ran with it. So now she is the surgical coordinator. She's doing all of the consults, all of the follow-up, closing the cases, and then just kind of being
she's
the patient's
helping close
advocate.
$1.5+ million with dentistry a year.
And then she's kind of just the patient's advocate and liaison throughout the process. So, I mean, for your patients to go home and know they have someone they can text if something hurts, if something's wrong, and think about it. Like, that takes so much pressure off of you, right? Yeah. I mean, the patients don't want to call you. They'd rather call her. Right. They'd rather text her and because they know that she has their back, right? They have her trust and she has their trust.
I have their back too.
But, yeah.
But I get the psychology of it.
Right. Absolutely. To have somebody that, can talk them off the ledge if they need it. Sometimes it's just needing to vent. The doctor is not the person you want for that. Just to say, I'm hurting and, it's okay. Take some ibuprofen. We've got some things in there if you need it. We're here for you. Let's get you in next Tuesday. They're usually just fine because they know that she has their best interest in mind.
Yeah, and so I want to put a button on the team, and I apologize if we missed a couple of the team speakers. For me, it was so heartwarming to see that growth in everybody and to see the hard work of leadership and coaching from the dentist to uplift people.
Right, and that's where it all started.
Yeah, and so I want to give some takeaways from each of the talks.
Okay.
My talk, of course.
We'll start with that.
I think it was amazing. Actually, it was. I was the most nervous.
Yeah.
Doing this talk, it's amazing. I'm sitting there talking to 400
people
on Thursday, and then on Saturday morning, I'm talking to 1,500, 2,000 people in Las Vegas, and I was not nervous there
because you couldn't see anybody or was there.
It wasn't that.
This was your people.
No, it wasn't even that. It's really I did a brand new program.
Yeah.
And it's the first time I talked about something. I talked about leadership.
Yeah.
And I talked about something I talk about a lot.
Right.
But it's the first time I formalized a talk around leadership with you know, action items and steps and concepts and kind of just the thought behind it. And I just, you know, I wasn't comfortable, you know, and I, and so, but for me, the, I think the takeaway, I didn't intend this to be the takeaway. To me, the takeaway was leadership doesn't require a title. That was, for me, the takeaway that I wanted everybody to get, or that I want, at the end, I wanted everybody to get from that particular program was, yeah. was that. So, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. I feel like we had that in the office as well.
Yeah.
I mean, we still have that now sometimes, you know?
Yeah, so.
I think people naturally just gravitate towards leadership and people feel comfortable with certain people and go to them
yeah.
for certain things.
Yeah, absolutely. And then who spoke after me? It's all a blur to me now. It's been
Aubrey?
So Aubrey, yes. Yeah. Aubrey was after me. So Aubrey runs Sully's dental practice. Sorry. Rick, I apologize. I don't know if Rick listens to the episodes even at this point, but
He runs Rick's office.
So Aubrey runs Sullivan Dental Partners, which is part Sully and more Rick. Let's say it that way. Let's give Rick some credit here, okay? And she shared five things that every office manager should do. And for me, the takeaway, it wasn't new to me, but that was just starting the day with good energy.
Yeah.
You know, and the important role that the office leader, whatever fancy
sets
titles you guys come up with,
yeah.
Sets the tone and holds accountable how we start the day.
And if you don't have that office leader, then the dentist is who sets the
yeah,
tone.
Yeah, then the dentist has to step up and to be that person.
Yeah, and even if you do have that person who sets the tone, the dentist can negate that.
So yeah, 100%.
I
do it all the time.
That has to, that goes for both of them.
Yeah.
Any of the leaders in the practice.
Then we went to lunch. So,
and then Jock?
Jock. I love Jock. Jock, you know, for me, the takeaway with Jock was that overdentures serve an amazing need. And that we have to continue to provide overdentures. They've become significantly easier. And with some new, really good technologies in the overdentures, we all believe that four-implant overdentures should become standard of caring for our patients because it gives us the opportunity to upgrade them to a fixed restoration down the road. So that was my takeaway from Jock was the upgrade path from overdenture, setting up the case, to give them an option to go fixed down the road without having to redo surgery.
Yeah. And then Sully?
And then Sully, the
cartwheel.
Your takeaway was a cartwheel, of course. For me, it was the importance of a planning visit.
Right.
And what I told him afterwards was to me the most impactful part, because what I'm doing when people talk is I'm watching the audience. I'm trying to see their reaction, see what they're reacting to, where they're resonating with. Mm-hmm. And I think when he talked about the triangle of readiness, I think that's where I really thought I saw people really kind of perk up a little bit.
Yeah.
So I told him that he could have done that whole talk just on the triangle of readiness and really diving into what that looks like. And because, you know, as a hygienist, for example, you don't really know what the front office team member is doing when you just drop a patient off.
Right.
As a dentist, I have no earthly idea what the hygienist is doing. I just show up.
Right.
You know, and so... I think that triangle of readiness is an area that I think we should dive in a little bit more, and certainly in next year's summit, but even more in some of our training programs.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, podcast family. T-Bone here. Are you a dentist looking to elevate your practice and profits? Then pay close attention. Introducing the 3D Business Mastermind, the dental business coaching program designed for dentists who want to see real results. I've walked the path of practice ownership for nearly 25 years. I know your challenges. I felt your pain. This is your opportunity to overcome the chaos, the busyness, and the financial frustrations of owning a dental practice. Imagine a dental practice where your appointment book is highly productive, doing the dentistry you enjoy, your team is self-motivated, and your profits keep climbing. That's what the 3D Business Mastermind is all about. In this exclusive mastermind, you'll join a league of ambitious dentists driven to elevate their practices. You'll gain access to proven strategies, personalized coaching, and a community that understands your journey. So if you're ready to supercharge your dental practice and enjoy the success you deserve, visit www.3d-dentists.com and take the first step towards a brighter future in dentistry by filling out the 3D Business Mastermind application. Now, let's get to this week's episode.
Yeah. got lots of triangles in 3D. Yeah. T-bone triangle. And then we had Tim.
Yeah, Tim was great. Tim initially is very interesting. I love this about Tim. We were going to have him talk about dentures and 3D printing dentures, because Tim has become, in my opinion, a recognized expert in the world of 3D printing. But he really talked about what really brought him to that recognition was photography and storytelling with photography. And so he asked if he could change his topic like a couple of months ago. And we're like, dude, if that's what you want, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I thought he gave a great talk. What I loved about it is that he called some people that he knew.
Okay? Uh-huh.
He called them out and showed, he didn't just say, hey, you're not doing this well. He took the time to say, here's what looks better.
Right.
And here's what I took the effort to change what you did and reset it. And this is how I would like you to do it.
Right.
And it really, like, I can already tell you that I've seen that in our office, that some of our team members are redoing some of our social media presence with some of Tim's influence. So that clearly resonated with them.
Yeah. So, and then me.
And then you. So Meredith, what was your takeaway from you?
So I talked on finding value in limited exams.
It's so important, and there's such an afterthought in practices.
Yeah, I think a lot of times it's usually the least trained assistant. It's just get the patient back, take an x-ray, get the doctor. Yeah. And I think it's when you slow down, you take photos, you get x-rays, CBCT, you talk to the patients. I mean, we're waiting for the doctor anyways. A lot of this we can do during casual conversation. Then we can actually use this time valuable, and we can actually present dentistry.
It's kind of a mini treatment coordinator.
Yeah.
It's how you stepped into being able to be a full-fledged treatment coordinator and be the ortho champion in practice.
It's very similar to seeing consults.
It's no different. I mean, the dentistry is typically very isolated, typically, but it is no different. At the end of the day, it is a consultation.
Yeah.
You know, it's just more narrowly focused. So I thought you did a very good job. You're very, very well organized. You presented the information. And I think the takeaway was, for me, the importance of slowing down, that even in the limited exam, if the patient's in pain in one tooth or has one tooth broken, that we still look at everything in that area and give our patients a chance to say yes to the best of taking care of everything in that one area and the value in that.
Yeah. Saving them time, saving us time.
Yeah. And then Adam.
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 Rounded it up.
Adam, for me, the takeaway with Adam was his girls.
Yeah, his daughters showed up, surprised.
Stole the show.
And then they did a little mini interview with Matt. Voted on who they liked better, mom or dad, for different scenarios.
But no. So what was your takeaway from Adam?
Yeah, so from Adam, it was not to dabble. I think a lot of people, they want to be great. They want to do, you know, they go and get all this training, but then they get back and they don't have the time or the schedule to really focus on it, and they kind of just dabble, and then they don't feel like they can ever get their systems. It always feels like an event.
Yeah, you know, it's very interesting. We talk about that because I had talked to Adam a little bit about this in advance, and you know, I was kind of saying, what was the big difference for you? He goes, you know, in the beginning I was doing some arches, but the problem was I was too busy being a general dentist,
right?
And I said, so you were dabbling in arches.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of where that came from. And for many of you listening, you're like, I'm trained. I'm training cosmetics. I'm trained in endo. I'm trained in ortho. I'm training XYZ, but I'm not doing as much of it as I can. And it's never, I want to be very clear with everybody, it's never a shortage of patients that's keeping you from being able to do this. There is more than enough patients out there that need these services. It's a shortage of bandwidth that's allowing you to focus on these things. So Adam made that hard transition from being a general dentist to being focused on a very specific service and putting the time and effort into that. And he kind of shared how he did that, which was fantastic as well. So, all right, what else you got for us, Meredith?
Well, I just think that the energy that, you know, over the 2 days, the happy hour, I mean, we rented out Rippies. We had a great time. Sully performed. I said the next morning to somebody, Sully performed a set last night, and he said, rude, I performed 2.5 sets. They asked me to come back on Saturday.
Encore. They asked for an encore.
He is part of the band now at Rippies that does not have a name, because I asked them what the name of the band was, And they said, we don't really have a band name. This is just our shift. But they're really great, and we love them so much. But I think overall, the energy of those 2 days and the camaraderie that everybody had, I mean, seeing the teams together, just hopefully our hope was, and what I heard, the feedback was that that carried into Monday morning, and you just have each other's back. You bring that energy back to the office, and you're motivated to want to be better and do better and grow.
You know the challenge in what you said that every dentist faces? They're like, my team's motivated. And then they lose that motivation.
Yeah.
And that's where the consistent connection and consistent investment in your team members is so important. And you know, what
it's gonna last forever.
Of course it can't, right? But you have to rekindle that, right? And so, you know, I really believe that on a quarterly basis or every 4 months you need to do some type of education, whether it's with the whole team or whether it's with parts of the team. You gotta make that commitment because you know, you'll spark that. And you know, my challenge to you is when's the last time you did a education program where you and your hygienist went to something? Like I can't remember.
I'm just like
it's been a long time.
Yeah.
You know, and
I think that's probably the hardest one because you're so used to taking assistants to your clinical stuff.
Yeah. When's the last time you took? Well, I'm saying all of them.
Yeah.
Not just one.
Right.
Like you, the dentist and the entire hygiene department.
Right.
The dentist and all the dental assistants. Like it's not unusual to take one. Oh, I'm going to learn this, and well, I'm going to turn learn this. Like all of them.
Right.
You know, when's the last time the dentist went and took the front office team to all the front office team to something? You know, it's so important to do that. So, you know, like if I were to, I'm making this up as we go now. So if I were to kind of say once a year, the dentist and the whole team should do something. Once a year, the dentist and all the assistants should do something. Once a year, the dentist and the hygienist, all the hygienists should do something. And once a year, the dentist and all the front office, the business team members should do something. That's 4 times a year.
Right.
And you will have, I bet money.
Yeah. And it's just as important for the assistants to have that bonding time together too. The hygienists to have that bonding time together, you know? And so I think that's good too. It's not just the dentist.
Well, if you want to relive the summit for a whopping $195? For a whopping $195, you can buy and have access to the 2024 3D Growth Summit. But that's not all. You can also have access for the same $195, not just the 2024 Growth Summit, but you'll also get access to the 2023 Growth Summit. It's our way of thanking you, our podcast listeners, for your support of what we do and for you to relive some of the amazing energy that we had in Nashville. So be sure to sign up May 1st and 2nd, 2025. We're right at about 50% sold out, so that tells you how good the meeting was. Half the people are already committed to coming back for next year, so we want to see you guys there. So hopefully you found this episode exciting, and we brought some Republican low energy today, Meredith. We have to bring the energy up for next week.
Okay.
All right, everybody. Have a great week. Thank you. Bye.